Oh, perfect.
Yeah?
Yeah, 1 second. Yud Zayin Menachem Av, Toshin Pei Hei, Rav Moshe Wolberg Shchita.
I just want to say a small word. This coming Thursday is Chof Av, which is the yard site of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecheinu Livracha's father, Rav Levi Yitzchok, which was a Rav in a city called Yekaterinoslav. Now it's called Dnieper Petrovsk. And he was a Rav there. He was the Rav in that city many years. And in 1940, he was arrested. A lot of pain went through. He was arrested. He was eventually sent to exile in a very, very difficult place. And eventually he passed away in exile in a city called Almata. So he wrote a lot, and we don't have much of his writing. The only half of his writing is really what he wrote while he was in exile. He didn't have paper, he didn't have pen. Yeah, but it's a whole story. He used to write on the margins of the svarim. That's what he wrote, and that's what we have from him, basically. But there's a vort that someone said over that he heard from him. He used to speak in shul. He would say over a vort in shul. So I want to share a vort that he said, which is a vort which brings out a little bit what kind of person he was. There's the pasuk. It says after the chet ha'egel, it says over there that Moshe Rabbeinu was pleading on behalf of the Yidden, that the Eibusher should forgive the Yidden. So he said, the pasuk says, "Va'ata imtisa chatosam v'imayin mechenin o misifrucha asher kosafta." This says a pasuk in Parsha Kisisa. It's famous that because of this pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned in the Parsha Tetzaveh. But if you read the pasuk says, "Va'ata imtisa chatosam esnachta." I think v'imayin mechenin o. You have to fill in some words. So Rashi fills in, Va'atim tisa chatosam is beseder. Then all right. V'imayin, and if you're not going to tisa chatosam, so then mecheninam mesifrucha. That's the pshat, where Rashi says that that's l'chura the only way to say pshat. But if you read the Chumash without hearing the Rashi, so what comes out from the Chumash? The Mishnah is saying, Va'atim tisa chatosam, v'imayin, either way, mecheninam. L'chura that's the pshat. So on that, Rav Leibig said as a pshat. He said as a Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the way someone said over the way he said it. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to himself, he was saying, Shemzach, be embarrassed of yourself. He says, the Eibishter suggested that he's going to destroy the Jewish people. And he said, why? Ve'esa eischa l'gei gadol. What's pshat? Ve'esa eischa l'gei gadol. Because the Pashtus, the Eibishter was Matiach to the Ovis, that they'll be their descendants. So if he's going to go and destroy the Jewish people, so there won't be any descendants, so how could that be? So on that, the Eibishter says, there's Eitzah. The Eitzah is, V'asa Eischol L'Gei Godel, you'll be the Goy Godel, and therefore the Shvuot, the Gishbayt, to the Ovis, will be in the sky. So Moshe Rabbeinu, this is what the Rebbe's father is saying, Moshe Rabbeinu thought to himself, he says, Shemzach, because of you, there's a Havamina to destroy the Jewish people. In other words, because there's a possibility of making you into a Goy Gadol, so that gives a place for such a Havamina. So Mele says, I don't want to be. So Imtisa Chatosim, whether you're going to forgive them, B'mayin, if you don't forgive them, either way, Mecheinino. I want to be erased. Knows I don't want to be a hechatimtza that there should be even a havamina that because of me there should be ba'asa eischol kei gadol and therefore you should be able to destroy the people. That was the vort that he said pshat in this pasuk when you read the pasuk without Rashi. So a vort, I'm saying over a vort. I mean, there's a lot of things that he said al pikabol and yonim, which I don't know. But and there's some svarim. There's svarim that explain it. Now there's svarim that are trying to explain more of what he wrote. But this is a vort, a kurz vort, which he said in shul for Balavatim. Now in this week's parsha, we have the beginning of the parsha, Behoya Ekev Tishmon, it's a mishpatim eila, ushmartim basisam eisam, v'shomer Hashem l'kecha l'cho es abris v'es achesed asher nishba l'avisecha. So Rashi teaches, what says v'hoye ekev tishmun? Rashi says, it brings from Tanchuma, im ha-mitzvah z'kalis she'odem dosh ba'akev of tishmun. So v'hoye ekev tishmun means that the Eibishter is saying, if you're going to keep the mitzvah z'kalis she'odem dosh ba'akev of, so then there'll be v'shomer Hashem l'kecha l'cho. Now the Maisi is, the Musig, that the Eibishter is promising reward as a result of doing mitzvahs is something which we find other places. You find in Krishma, Bahayim Shemaya Tishmu, the Mitzati Esa Besot Chalvam Techa, the Eibishter gives schar for Kiyama Mitzvahs. Al Derev Zen, B'chukesei Teilechu, Mitzati Gishmecha Be'itam. The Musig of giving schar for Kiyama Mitzvahs is not something new. But over here, it's a psachidush. The chidush is v'hoye ekev tishmun. Ekev tishmun means that's not stam kiyum ha-mitzvus. There's a special thing of this kiyum ha-mitzvus. V'hoye ekev tishmun, that we're talking about the mitzvus she'odem dosh ba'kevav. That you're going to keep those mitzvus. You have to understand, first of all, what's the specialty of those mitzvus? You keep the mitzvus she'odem dosh ba'kevav. That's number one. And gradually, this also is brought down pshat, the Bahaya Ekev Tishmun refers to Ikfas in the Meshicha. The Bahaya Ekev Tishmun means that you're going to listen during the time of Ikfas in the Meshicha, which is the time we're living in right now. Also, we have to understand what is the connection between Mitzvah Sha'adim Dosh Ba'kevav and Ikfas in the Meshicha. What's the connection between those two Pshatim? And the main question, the Ikha question is that the Maisi, the Pasik says, what's going to be Bahaya Ekev Tishmun? V'shomer Hashem alikecha l'cho es abris v'es achesed asher nishba l'avisecha. So then the Eibishter will keep the bris, the chesed asher nishba l'avisecha. And l'chura, the question is, what's the meaning of a bris? What's like someone makes a bris? Because we have two people that are friends, and they're good friends. And obviously because they're good friends, they're making a bris, a covenant with each other. So the question is, Marushach, if they're good friends, what do they need a covenant? Well, what's this idea of a covenant? So the answer is that the Emes, people are friends, but people know that you tackle right now friends, but eventually things could change and there could be things that will cause your friendship to fade and maybe become a big struggle to your friendship. So therefore you want to create a connection, a bris, which that bris should be able to override even any struggles to this connection. That's the question of Pshat. You have two people that are connected, so they're connected in a regular way. They appreciate each other. Now that a bris hanisuim, people get married. So that's also the idea. When they're getting married, obviously they're interested in getting married to each other. But lapel, everyone knows that even though they get married, but lapel, there could be things that are struggles. There are struggles in life which could create situations of friction. So that's the idea of the bris hanisuyim, where people become united and connected together to an extent where they connect to each other despite, even though there be obstacles to this connection. That's the idea of a bris. So that is the le'ma'astim, le'galtim, le'chaleisam, le'ofem brisi itom, the Eibishter says. That even though there's a svara, that ma'astim, u'galtim, le'chaleisam, There's terrible things. But from that point of view, the Eibishter says, because I made a bris, and that bris will be able to override any obstacles. So, if that's the case, that's for the Shaila. Over here, we're talking about a maaseh that there's a bris. There's a bris. We're talking about the bris between the Eibishter and Yidden. And the bris, by definition, means that there's a connection between the Eibishter and the Yidden, which overrides any obstacles. And over here the Pasuk is saying faket, that v'hoye ekev tishmun. It's not only you have to be a tishmun, you have to be a tishmun in b'chukesi teilechu, v'hoye m'shemei a tishmu, you have to be v'hoye ekev tishmun. What is ekev tishmun? That you have to be not stam a tishmun, you have to be a tishmun in a way of afilo mitzvah sha'adim dosh ba'kev of a tishmun. So l'chur manushach, if we're talking about a bris, which the idea of a bris means that there's a connection which transcends any friction, any problems. So why is there a prerequisite for people keeping Torah mitzvahs And that's not a prerequisite, but nachmer, there has to be, boy, yeikiv tishmun, that the shkiyum atayra mitzvahs has to be, even mitzvah shadosh bakev, that's the shailu is. Now that is in the hemshel, the pasuk says, v'shomer Hashem ulikech ulichoyis habriz v'sachesed. What's the idea of chesed? That's what chesed is, there's din and there's chesed. Din is the type you deserve, you deserve. You're judged and you deserve. What does chesed mean? Chesed means kindness. Kindness means you maybe don't deserve, but the Eibishter is kind. The Eibishter has this midah of chesed, midas achesed, kil rachem v'chan chesed, of chesed, v'emes. The meaning of chesed, and because of chesed, he gives even if when someone is not deserved. So if we're talking about the Eibishter over here, using the midas achesed, so again, why are you making it, why is it contingent in doing mitzvahs? And not stop doing mitzvahs, it has to be b'hoye ekev tishmun. You have to do the mitzvahs. Shalom dosh b'kev. What's the pshat? And al dera zed, there is asher nishba. What's the meaning of shvua? We say, nishboin l'kaimus ha-mitzvahs. What's nishboin l'kaimus ha-mitzvahs? If a person wants to be m'kaim mitzvah, let him be m'kaim mitzvah. What does he have to be nishboin l'kaimus ha-mitzvahs? So pshat is the same pshat. That v'etzem, he wants to be m'kaim mitzvahs. Right now, he wants to be m'kaim mitzvahs. But he knows that it's going to come a time, maybe, that he's not going to be able to be mekayem the mitzvah. What's that? He will not be able to. Pshat, he'll have a yetzahara, there'll be obstacles, and it's going to be difficult. So that's the idea of nishboin lekayem sa mitzvah. He commits himself in a shvua, and that's an inner commitment. And that inner commitment commits himself and connects himself to the sinyan. That's the idea, really. The Sefer HaTanya begins with a braisa nida, Tanya of Sefer Peirik Gimel the nida. Mashbiya may say tihi tzaddik, that a neshama, before the neshama descends lamata, so the Eibishter administers an oath to this neshama, that this neshama should swear. What does it mean to swear? To be megala, certain inner koiches of connecting himself to the Eibishter. So bikitzur, we're asking a shayla, a pasuk de shayla. The pasuk is saying, v'hoye ekev tishmon, which v'hoye ekev tishmon means that it should be even mitzvah sha'adim dosh ba'kevav. You shouldn't stop do mitzvahs. You should even do those mitzvahs sha'adim dosh ba'kevav. And on the other hand, the pasuk is saying, what are you going to get for that? You're going to get the bris, which l'churi you should get regardless, and the chesed, which again you should get regardless, and asher nishba lav yisecha, you should also get regardless. So the question was pshat. That's the shaila in pshat. So the explanation of this is not such a simple explanation. But the understanding of there's bechlau, there's in the Eibishter gives something, when the Eibishter gives into this world, it's brought down, it's in more in the Chassidish, the language of Chassidus, there are certain things which comes b'sarusa de l'tata, and there's certain things which come b'sarusa de leila. Just to translate it, there's things that come, in other words, there's the Eibishter, the way the Eibishter is himself, and there's the way the Eibishter is kaviyochol mitzamtim himself lefiyarech hanivroim. There's the Eibishter, the way the Eibishter is la'atzmei, and there's the Eibishter, the way the Eibishter is lefiyarech hanivroim. Memela, there's a madrega kaviyochol where a person, the nivra, has a connection to Likus. What pshat has a connection to Likus? The Eibishter. Pshat is the Eibishter, there's a madrega of the Eibishter, which the Eibishter kaviyochol was mitzamtzim himself, that to have a relationship with the nivroim, and that's one level of relationship. And then there's kaviyochol, a level of the Eibishter, which is lemaila from that relationship. Maybe we will talk about it soon a little bit more. But there's the Eibishter himself, there's the Eibishter himself, and there's the Eibishter, which the Eibishter has a shachas to Nevroi. So bepashtos, there's two types of hashpois that the Eibishter gives. There's hashpois that the Eibishter gives, which is the hashpois of the Eibishter, which he has a shachas to Nevroi, which is a relationship, which is, so to speak, a relationship which is a relationship which the Nevroim could relate to. And then there's a level of the Eibishter kaviyochol, which is a level which the Nevroim can relate to. It's higher than Nevroim. It's legami higher than Nevroim. Yeah, making sense what I'm saying over here a little bit. A drop. Nishmamish. A little bit. There's a madrega, it's called, we'll call it maybe we'll say it in more complicated language. There's the Eirin Sof Hab Mitzumtzim, the Likus, which is Mitzumtzim Lufiyarech HaNevroim, which is Lufiyarech HaNevroim. And then there's the Eirin Sof Hab Ligul, the Likus, which is Lamaylam HaNevroim. This is Lamaylam HaNevroim. Now we say that a Yid has a Shaykhis, be able to have a connection to the Eibishter. So the Yid has a connection to the Eibishter, the Pashtus, through the fact that he does something good, he receives something good. So what level of a Likus does he have a Shaykhis to? He has a Shaykhis to the level of Likus, which is Melchatchila, B'yachas to Nivra. Then there's a Madrega of the Eibishter, which is the Eibishter's Lamaylam in Nivra. And Likabi, that level, so the fact that the Nivra does something can't really relate to that level of the Eibishter. That's beyond the Nivra. Elamai, the Eibishter of the Eibishter. So the Eibishter could give the Nivra without him relating to him. You could receive, Keilu Neymar, let's maybe try to give a Moshe. You have two people. So you have two people, let's say two people that have a business relationship. You say, you work for me, and I'm going to give you. You work for me, you did something for me, I'm going to give you. Then there's a Metzias where you didn't do anything for me. I'm giving you something which you can't even work for to get. You can't work for to get. This is beyond your level. But I'm going to give it to you anyways. I'm going to give it to you not because you deserve it, not because you did something to get it. I'm going to give it to you because I'm giving it to you. So there's a metzias of getting something that you deserve. You're getting something that you deserve, and there's something that you get something beyond your deserve. So al derezel l'chure, there's two inyanim that the Eibishter gives. There's something the Eibishter gives which you deserve. Sadmidas adin. You deserve it. You did Torah mitzvahs. You behave properly. Mechukesi telecho, ves mitzvahs et rishmeru. Izu nesati gishmeichem beitam. Vayim shemeya tishmu. Nesati es besot lodam techa. Vyachalta vesavata. You deserve it. You got it. You deserve it. And then there's a mitzvah of the Eibishter giving without you deserving. And when he gives without you deserving, he gives much more. He gives much more. Because when you get what you deserve, so pshat is what you deserve, you get. How much you deserve, that's how much you get. Masha'ekin, when you get something which is beyond for what you deserve, you get from the Eibishter himself. You're not getting what you deserve, you get from the Eibishter himself. Again, in the Lashon HaChassidus, there's the Erab Gvul and there's Erab Ligvul. There's a mitzvah where a person does Torah mitzvahs and he connects to the Erab Gvul, to the Erab which is Gvul, which is Mugbul, which what Mugbul, because the Eibishter was Kaviyachal Magbul himself. And then there's a mitzvah where a person does something and he receives from the Erab Ligvul. So the Churis HaGvaldi Kezach. But there's, now this, till now, was poshut. But, nachavort, now this is a shverer of art. That you have to understand that when a person gets something which he deserves, so in a chinami he's getting less. But on the other hand, it becomes his. He deserves it. He feels he's entitled to it. Masha'inkin, when you get something which is beyond of what you deserve, so on one hand you're getting more, but on the other hand you're getting something and you don't really feel entitled to it. So therefore, that something that you're getting doesn't really become internalized with you. The Gemara says, "Reitza adam b'kav shalei, mitisha kav mishal chaveri." A kav is one kav. There's tisha kavim. So the Khuri, why do you want one, not nine? The answer is because I want Kav Shali, I want mine. I want to have something that's mine. So sometimes you have a person, he worked, and he earned a living, and he comes with a meager living. But he knows it's money that he earned, that he deserves, and it's his money. His money to say that he worked for it. Then you have a person who received the present. He received the present. So Gvaldik, he got a big present, a lot of money, much more money than he worked. But that present is not, it's not the money. That's the Reitz Adam. It has to be explained maybe better than I can explain it. But Reitz Adam Bekav Shalei Mitisha Kav Nishal Chaverim. In the Russian Yishalmi, there's a concept called Nam Dechsufa. It means you get bread and you're embarrassed. You can't look at the person's face when you're eating it because you feel you're eating something which is not yours. That's the two eifin of getting something. Kaviyokel, when a Yid receives from the Eibishter, there's two ways the way the Yid gets from the Eibishter. There's a Yid, the way a Yid gets from the Eibishter, the Eibishter gives him, as we said, the Eirak Vul. And that comes because of doing what you're supposed to do. And then there's the Indian of receiving from the Eirak Bligvul. The Eirak Bligvul is l'chura something which your Aveda can't really receive. You're not together. It's Bligvul, the Eibishter's Chesed, Bris and Chesed. But the Eibishter, the Tachlis Atev, the Eibishter's Tachlis Atev. So what the Eibishter wants, and this is like a very fundamental concept, which I'm not sure can be conveyed in 5 minutes, that the Eibishter wants that this Eir HaBligvo, this Inyan, which is L'mayla Meseder Ishtalshos in the language of Chassidus, that this Elikus, which Nevroim can't really reach, should be Nimshuk to them through their Aveda. It sounds like an oxymoron. It sounds like a Stir Minei Ubei. If we're talking about the Eir HaBligvul is not something which Nivroim have no shaykhus to it. So even though the Eibishter the Bligvul, so he could give it to Nivroim, but sof kol sof, when he gives it to Nivroim, it'll be the Nivroim and an Eifin, that it's not really theirs. So what's going to happen? So that's the chiddush of this pasuk. That's what he's saying over here. That there's a concept of a v'shomer Hashem l'chelkecha l'chois abris, so we're talking about a gather of Gilei Likus, which is L'mayla Meseder Shtalshus. We're not talking about the Gilei of a Likus that talks about Pashas B'chu Kisai, even in the Pashas Shni of Krishma, Vayim Shemeya Tishmu, Nesati. We're talking about Bris, Chesed, Asher Nishba. We're talking about a Madregen Likus, which is L'mayla Meseder Shtalshus. So how could a person have a Shaykhus and be able to have this L'mayim Zayin Dishtal? So you can say, the Eibishter gives it. The Eibishter gives it. Yeah, if the Eibishter gives it, it'll be. But L'peil, since the Eibishter gives it, it'll be. But L'peil, you never got it. You don't have it. It's not yours. It never became part of you. It didn't become part of you. In order for it to become part of you, it has to be that you work for it. How can you work for it? Oh. So that's the beginning of this parasha. It says, "V'hoye Ekev Tishmon." What is Ekev Tishmon? Mitzvah she'odem dosh ba'kevav. What's the type of mitzvah she'odem dosh ba'kevav? B'chlal, there's mitzvahs and mitzvahs. Mitzvahs and mitzvahs. There are big mitzvahs, and there are maybe small mitzvahs, and maybe even smaller mitzvahs. And mitzvahs that people are dosh ba'kevav. Why are they dosh ba'kevav? Because people are looking to be able to do a geisa inyan, you have the shailas, the yes rabbonim. What's more of an inyan? To do this or to do that? What should I do? Should I do this or should I do that? Should I learn daf yemi or should I learn amud yemi and more be'im, marshal? I don't mean a chas v'shalom to be mamatel the question. But people are looking for what's more of an inyan. About you have to figure out what's better for learning, not chas v'shalom. But I'm saying, in everything, there's what's more of an inyan? What more of an inyan? And then there's a concept of a person that's not really looking for what's more of an inyan. Because he's not looking for himself b'chlal. He's bottled to the Eibishter, and there's a certain bittle to the Eibishter, and that bittle to the Eibishter is as a result of that, everything's inyan. There's no more of an inyan, less of an inyan. It says, "Heavy zor b'mitzvah kala kim b'chamura." If you're telling me you're saying mitzvah kala, mitzvah chamura. Is there a mitzvah kala, mitzvah chamura? So the Baal Shem Tov teaches is heavy zor. You should become lichtig. Zor melosh lichtigkeit. That you have to have the lichtigkeit of a mitzvah. What's the lichtigkeit of a mitzvah? The lichtigkeit of a mitzvah is the bittel of a mitzvah. The bittel of a mitzvah. That a person has to have that there's a concept where a person is mismasser. He gives himself over to the Eibishter in an apron of bittel. There's a mitzvah, you do the right things. You check all the boxes. You check all the boxes. And the big boxes, you check first. And if you have time, you'll check the little boxes. Bechulu, bechulu. Good, you have to ask a rav to know what you're supposed to do. We're not arguing about that. But the idea is, is there an interest in me receiving my level, my credits? Or is the nekudas hadvarim is a bittle to the Eibishter? And that's the idea of b'chol me'etcho. B'chol me'etcho is the idea that there's a person that's able to be in a tenua of a bittle to a likus, which is beyond himself. And that's what this pasuk is saying. This pasuk is saying, you should know v'ha'ya ekev tishmu, that mitzvah sh'odin dosh ba'kemov. So then, there'll be the v'shama Hashem u'lekecha l'choyes abriz v'sachesed v'shashvua. The Eibishter will give you that, but he'll give it to you even if you don't do it. Yeah, he'll give it to you even if you don't do it. But if you don't do this, v'ha'ya ekev tishmon, so you'll get it in p'chinas m'mayla, in the eifin, that it's not yours, not kafshalei, it doesn't become b'pnimius yours. M'mayla sof kol sof, it didn't become yours. Masha'inkein, if you're going to be v'ha'ya ekev tishmon, you're going to have this inyan of all the mitzvah shodim dosh ba'kevav. So then you'll have the v'sham Hashem u'lekev l'cho, the bris v'achesed will be nimshach in you in a pnimis. And that's also the pnimis dik pshat. Says that v'hoi ekev tishmon goes on the zman of ikvas yed mishicha. What's the inyan of ikvas yed mishicha? Which is negay also, I mean, to people in Avedas Hashem. A lot of times a person feels that, you know, Amalek et Zeiten, everyone speaks about Amalek et Zeiten. Amalek et Zeiten, there was a certain level of Kedusha, and there was a level of Tara, and there was like a certain air of everything was different. And today we live in a time where Cheshech Chasaretz, Baruch Alumim, and there's all kinds of obstacles and all kinds of levels of difficulties in Avedas Hashem, which people didn't encounter Amol. Amolik at Zeiten, people didn't encounter. Like they say, you know, I don't remember from who they said, from the Klesenberg maybe, he said, that in 1 hour, today, a person could see things that another person, Amolik at Zeiten, didn't see in 70 years. Passing. Akopa, we're talking about in the Zman of Hell. So, Lechura is the Zman of Hell. So right now, Simonsach, Yidin, Teiru, Mitzvahs, but there's, so on one hand, you don't have that level of holiness. But on the other hand, you have the level of bittel, where a person, even though he's not holy, and he doesn't their hair so much, and he doesn't have such giluyim, but nevertheless, there's the bittel telikus. Because ultimately, again, we don't have time for the arichas advarim, but these inyonim, that there's on one hand, there's a gilui elikus which comes, Lefiyarech HaNivra. And then there's a Gil Elikus which comes Shalei Lefiyarech HaNivra. The mile of the Gil Elikus which is Lefiyarech HaNivra is that the Gil Elikus is Nimshech and Apnimius. The mile of Gil Elikus which is Shalei Lefiyarech HaNivra is that it's a great Gil Elikus, but the concern is that it's not Nimshech but Apnimius. And what's going to be when Mashiach will come? And there'll be the base mikdash hashlishi. The base mikdash hashlishi will be the maila of this inyan and this inyan. The bayis rishon was a gevaldik gilier. The gevaldik gilier shalei be'erev the bayis shayim. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that the pasuk godli yeh kvei la bayis hazeh achr yesim and rishmor says mabavasra goes on the bayis shayim. How can you say bayis shayim is godli yeh? The Gemara says bepinyan u'bishonim. What's the pshat? So it's explained, mitzad the gili air, avedas atzadikim, Bayis Rishon was a greater gili air. Bayis Sheni was vikov, the chaser hay was chaser chamisha dvarim. But on the other end, the Bayis Sheni, over there, the Kedusha became part of the Inyan. And therefore, we find taka that Kedusha Shnia is Kitchel Shaita with Kitchel Osud Lomi. Mashaikin Kedusha Rishena is Kitchel Shaita with Lay Kitchel Osud Lomi. Because Lepel didn't have permanence. And what's the ufta of the Bayis Shlishi? The ufta of the Bayis Shlishi will be Lehevi Kedain U Kedain. The be Lehevi Kedain U Kedain. That on one hand, there will be the Gvaldiki Gili Alderev with the Bayis Rishon. And on the other end, it'll be incorporated in the Nivra Avera with the Bayis Sheni. And that's what the Gemara says, that the Bayis Sheni, Rish Shlishi, which is Binyan of the Eibashter, is B'shtei Yadayim. So it's brought down, says, why Shtei Yadayim? Yad Yimin and Yad Smil. Yad Yimin is connected to the Bayis Rishon, which is the Gili of Elikus, the Yad Yimin. Yad Smil is connected to the Bayis Sheni. That's Avera with Avraham and Yitzchok. The two madregas of the Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, Rishon connected Avraham, Sheni connected Yitzchok, Mashiach and the Bayis Shlishi, that's connected Yankiv, that's the Shtei Yodayim, that's the Tivach of the two Nyonim, Lehevi Kedenu Kedain, and that comes through V'hoye Ekev Tishmon, Mitzvah Shadim Udosh Bakeva, when a person stays in a Tnu of Bittul, V'ikvus of the Meshicha, so that brings the being in Bayis Shlishi, V'mehere V'yomeinu Amen.
Amen. Right, thank you.